Well, I love her, but I love to fish. I spend all day out on this lake, and hell is all I catch. But today she met me.
That'll solve your problem.
Said I would.
Hey, quick question. SRP uses a special type of grass carp to keep the weeds at bay. Could you grow that kind of grass carp in a pond?
Carp is highly restrictive. It takes permitting to move that fish around the state. It's called a triploid, and it's a sterile grass carp, and it will strip the vegetation of any body of water like nothing you ever saw.
That solves that problem.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, they keep them around to keep the algae and any unwanted vegetation at bay.
Paul, I'm on your website right now, just scrolling through the gallery. You have got, I mean, every job you do is fun.
Oh, absolutely. It's a great way to make it. It's physically demanding, but a very, very interesting and artistic way to make a living, for
this
sure.
This stuff is beautiful.
What kind of maintenance does this have compared to a swimming pool?
So, average pond that is similar to a swimming pool, the maintenance is mostly a gardening effort. So we set up our ponds so that the biology takes care of the water quality, which is, you know, a healthy culture of zooplankton and healthy bacteria, is converting fish waste and bird waste into plant food. Plants are uptaking the nutrients out of the water. And then the real maintenance item is removing plants. If you don't do any maintenance to our features, I always joke that they become a big potted plant. So you got to, removing plants from the feature is the major maintenance item. And then once a year, we recommend you clean out the biological filters. If they're built properly, once a year is often enough.
And if you're a gardener, that's a great composting, I would imagine.
If you're a gardener, pond maintenance is actually a relaxing pastime. If you don't like gardening, then a water garden might not be for you. It does take some maintenance.
Now, have you ever converted a swimming pool into this type of pond? If someone was tired of a pool but liked the water feature, could you convert it to a pond?
It's become a very popular thing for us, especially with empty nesters. Nobody's using this pool anymore. I'm tired of being out there vacuuming it and checking chemicals in it all the time. I think I want to stare at fish instead now that my kids are gone. And so converting swimming pools into ponds has become a very large part of our business, actually.
Very cool. Well, we've got a guest on the line for this segment. We were talking about ponds you could go visit and see publicly, and he's been working on a pond for a botanical garden. And I don't know, we were trying to decide yesterday, when was the last time a botanical garden was added to Arizona? I mean, the botanical gardens, Tucson Botanical Garden, they've been there for decades.
I don't know, but Justin's been talking about doing this for 10 years, so I'm glad he finally got it off the ground. Big plans.
Welcome, Justin.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Tell us what you're working on. QCGardens.org.
QCGardens.org. So it's the world's first all-edible botanical garden, so it's a very unique little gem that we're creating here in Arizona, and in a way that I don't think people expected. You know, it's got a lot of themed gardens, from Japanese edible gardens to Vietnamese edible gardens and tropical edible gardens, English, Italian, Mediterranean, and a beautiful lake, as you guys were talking about. You know, nice big water feature with some waterfalls and beautiful spaces for people to come and just enjoy the outdoors a little bit and, you know, taste the beauty, as we like to say.
And part of that project you're working on with the pond and the waterfalls to help, you know, turn the water and aerate the water, but you've added a pretty neat feature to that waterfall.
Well, the waterfall system, yeah, we diverted off. We actually have a flume, so to recapture some of the energy we used to create this whole waterfall system, we actually have an 1880s era water wheel. I think it's the only functioning water wheel in Arizona as far as we know, and it's one of only three, I think, west of the Mississippi. And it's a fully functioning water wheel with all museum grade machinery inside that room where we can grind ancient wheats and grains, as well as a pecan cracking machine, sorting machine, all there to enjoy and just kind of experience some of that old age, really sustainable format, really, of making this kind of stuff happen.
And where this is used to be a pecan orchard, but you're still surrounded by 3,000 more pecan trees that you'll be able to, you know, process those pecans every year right there on site.
Exactly. We actually teamed up with the subdivision that's actually just to the north of us. The property owner there is one of our partners in the entire project, one of the major donors of everything that we're doing out there. And we definitely have some very mature, you know, 60-foot pecan trees as part of our project. And so it's right there on site. And we got 130 to 160-year-old olive orchard that's actually a part of our facilities as well, and our Mediterranean garden. So it's some really beautiful stuff we're bringing to that space. We're not done yet, so don't just come driving out and saying hello. You know, you can volunteer if you want to be a part of some of what we're creating. But that's a big part of, I think, why you brought me on, too, is so we can get this thing done.
And if, you know, a lot of people are like, how come I haven't heard of this? Well, it's not open yet. On the website, it says y'all are scheduled to open October 15th.
Yeah, and that's a pretty good date for us right now. We'll at least have a phase one open. The lake, the stream system, a lot of the grass areas and open areas are all done. Those have been growing all throughout the spring. We actually had a spring open date, but that got shot out of the, out of the cannon. We had to reset everything. And so we're just adding some more facilities in the meantime, and those new facilities will be opening up in October.
And I'll get to come see the wagon wheel in operation and you know, the processing of the pecans and when it's time for harvest.
Absolutely. We've already had that thing up and running for a couple of months now. And so it's definitely a beautiful, very unique feature and a very calming feature to our entire garden. I mean, some people put those little water wheels as a small little feature in their backyard garden, but we've got a, you know, big 14-foot one. So it's a nice two-story building with all the fixings.
Justin, I just went on your website and saw that we could go ahead and buy a tile to support your efforts. So we went ahead and did that and just look forward to getting to come down. And I think, so it was $350 for the tile. And does that come with membership as well? Or is that just for the tile?
It does come with membership as well for the first year once we open. So whenever we end up opening, that'll be kind of the start of that timeline. But the renewing, you know, of that, your tile is going to be as a founder, and that's what we're doing right now. This is founder's tiles. I mean, this is anyone's chance to be a part of a garden like this and really have their name etched in stone. It's literally in some beautiful white limestone. We've got some local guys that do the etching for us and everything too, and it'll be right there at the entrance to that grist mill, one of our main features on the site, and you'll be there forever. As long as we have that garden there, which we've set up to go forever, you know, your founding membership, your founding tile, you'll have your name on that garden. It'll be part of your garden. We want it to be your garden. We want it to be the community's garden.
We are excited. I can ask you one more thing about that website. You had vegetable starters for sale on there. Are those for sale now, or is that when you open?
So we do have them starting now. So you can actually order stuff. We do. You can do a curbside pickup. So we do have curbside pickup set up with a lot of fruit trees as well as veggie starts. And so, yeah, if they're online, that means we've got them in stock.
Oh, great.
You can order them and then schedule a time to come pick them up. We're going to be opening up the nursery section probably in the next couple of weeks. We're almost done with a kind of a temporary nursery tent and a big area where you can come and just wander through all the plants that we've been growing out there for the last couple of years and be able to take them home and grow your own.
And the location of this, you're putting this right next to the Queen Creek Equestrian Center. And talk about the 10-15-year development plan, because this project goes beyond just the botanical gardens you're working on. I mean, your plans are pretty, you've got the next 10 years thought through, and like you said, forever, a lot more than 10 years.
Pretty much. Yeah, it's been quite a number of years in the process of coordinating with towns and counties. And you know, there was an old, it's basically Ellsworth and Riggs Road is where you'll find us. We're just offset just to the west of Riggs and Ellsworth on the north side of the road. And there's a new street called 206th Street. And so we backset our botanical garden to really come off of that Riggs Road, make it a little quieter and stuff. There's a Fat Cats Family Entertainment Center. And all the way to, I think, Hawes Road, that whole section is really being designated to more of a agritainment space. And so with the Equestrian Center right there, good partners with them, we're great partners with them. And then there's a big cap, which was an old landfill that they used for decades and decades out there, that we've now worked out with something with the county. So we have this large equestrian center that's going to, and that equestrian park space, we call it Eagle Park. And it's part of this nonprofit organization that we've developed for the botanical garden that will allow us to extend these parks into more public spaces for horses and fodder growing and a lot of really cool stuff that's going to be happening there. So that's another 94 acres that'll be coming later that really connects the whole trail system throughout all of Queen Creek for equestrian people and bikes and all that stuff that'll go through all these gardens. And our botanical garden is just a piece of that big, I guess you can call it a necklace going through all of Queen Creek. We're kind of the crown jewel, I guess you could say, right there in the center. That's where we're at.
And you guys need to put like a tram and just have a circle that would go from your place to Queen Creek Olive Mill to the Pork Shop to Snep Farms. I mean, y'all are really in a great center for that agritainment.
We really are. Maybe we should have it be. It's a horse-drawn carriage would probably be the best way to do it. We've got all those nice equestrian trails, and that's probably the way we'd do it. That sounds like a great idea. Thanks, Romy, for bringing that one up.
Well, just let me know when it gets started. I want the contract as the driver, and we'll get the Belgians.
There we go.
All right, give the website again and the sponsorship for the tile if you want to have your name etched in stone on what I think is going to be a destination landmark for a lot of years to come, the Queen Creek Botanical Gardens.
Yep, so it's qcgardens.org. And there's a tab on there on support. And on support, you'll be able to go and find out more about how to become a founding member. And those founding members, there's a number of different packages in there as well. If you want to even donate for a bench that'll be there on site and have a special memory or a person that you'd like to have there where you can go and think about them as you enjoy the beautiful gardens or those tiles right there in the front. And that's really what we're doing right now is really pushing those founding member tiles, where we can get your name etched in there. You can get a family crest etched on there or your logo on there, which it sounds like that's what you guys will be doing, Rosie. Is that about right?
You'll have to ask Jennifer. She's on the other line and didn't catch that. She
okay, gotcha. She
logged on this morning like, oh, we're doing that, which we had already planned to do anyway.
And I have to confess, Justin, I just got completely sucked into your website. Sorry. I was copying things to send to Rosie because he's taken up gardening quite heavily. So it's pretty cute. Our eggplant was 2 inches long, and we had one. So, sorry, babe.
We had one. Well, you can come out to the gardens. I know we got probably a few thousand of them still in some of our production bed areas and some of our display gardens and stuff that we've been growing. We got eggplants out the wazoo. So if you need a few for your wazoo, you know, you got we got a few more for you.
But we're looking forward to learning from you.
Awesome.
Hey, Justin, I just want to say congratulations on getting this dream of yours off the ground. I'm excited about going out and visiting it. Good job, guy.
Well, thank you. And thank you for the inspiration you've always been for me, Paul. I think a lot of the trust I have in building a pond system that could even survive and grow beautifully, you know, comes from me being able to experience a number of your ponds throughout the valley and bringing you on projects that we've done. It's like you've always been a joy to work with and always the kind of guy that really makes a beautiful product and really loves what you do. So, well, you know, I'm mano a mano. It's like, thank you.
Hey, thank you. We're really proud of you out there. Keep going.